For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. As Appalachian miners are suffering a surge in black lung disease, lawmakers in Kentucky this week approved changes to a benefits program that critics say will make it harder for sick miners to get help. As Benny Becker of the Ohio Valley Resource reports, Kentucky's House Bill 2 restricts which physicians decide a miner's eligibility for state benefits.
William McCool is a 64-year-old former coal miner from Letcher County, Kentucky. McCool has advanced black lung disease. Health experts say the condition is entirely preventable with dust control measures, but today, more miners in Appalachia are getting diagnosed with severe black lung than ever before.
I've worked all my life. I've seen a lot of coal go down the beltline. I mean, somebody's made money. But the cheapest thing a company's got is the worker. And that's the truth. Everything else costs them all kinds of money, but they can get workers.
Black lung is a disabling condition caused by the work environment, so miners like McCool are eligible for benefits. The state and federal government both have systems that allow miners to claim medical expenses and a small stipend from their employer. Getting approved can be a long process.
State black lung compensation took about 2 years, then probably 5 or 6 years I got federal black lung.
Some miners have waited over a decade for a decision on their federal black lung benefits. Many die before they receive them. State benefits have traditionally been quicker and more friendly toward miners, but black lung attorney Evan Smith says that's been changing.
Especially in recent years, states have kind of been having a race towards the bottom.
This week, the Kentucky legislature approved sweeping changes to the state's workers' compensation programs, including for black lung disease.
On its face, the amendments in relation to the black lung laws may seem very benign, but they have a quite nefarious purpose.
That's Philip Wheeler, an attorney in Pikeville, Kentucky, who does a lot of work for clients seeking state black lung benefits. Wheeler says the new bill reduces the number of doctors who are eligible to diagnose black lung for state claims.
I do believe the coal industry is writing this bill to exclude certain doctors that they don't like.
Among those excluded is Brandon Crum. He's the doctor who first alerted federal researchers to the spike in cases of severe black lung, which has since been confirmed as the largest cluster of the disease ever documented. Radiologists like Crum are generally considered to be the doctors most qualified to read x-rays in black lung cases, yet the Kentucky legislation would bar them from providing diagnoses for state benefits claims.
The chest x-ray would only be able to be read by a pulmonologist, so I was quite surprised with it.
I asked William McCool how he thinks the change in eligible doctors would have affected his claims process.
It'd be pretty much impossible, because I've had lung doctors telling me that I don't have black lung.
In House debate on the bill, Letcher County Democrat Angie Hatton warned the measure could hurt miners.
When we're finding increased amounts of this illness, it seems to me that this is when they need us the most. Why are we making it tougher for them to prove their illness?
Adam Koenig is a Republican from Kenton County and the bill's lead sponsor. He defended the changes as necessary to fix constitutional issues.
No one here is trying to deny anyone from getting their black lung claims. But the fact of the matter is the way we're doing it now is not constitutional. And so we're trying to fix it.
Philip Wheeler, the black lung attorney, says he believes that the newly passed bill is itself unconstitutional.
You betcha we're going to file some challenges.
The bill awaits Governor Matt Bevin's signature. Miners who file for benefits before the changes are implemented may still be able to use the current system. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Letcher County, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.